Thank you all, thank Lainey especially. Thank you all for being here. It's a pleasure to be here, especially coming from snowy and freezing Rhode Island. You know, but it's also an. I mean, it's amazing that you have this poetry center. I mean, you know, it's great. I want to read from this new book, Driven to Abstraction, and I want to read from two different sequences in it. The first is called Time Ravel, and it's sort of about memory and... Oh, not right. Is this better? Ah, good, good. Yeah. It's, you know, it's about memory and about also explorers who traveled to America and elsewhere. So it's pretty straightforward. Time Ravel. With the mind's eye, we see against the light, the way we see the dead. My father, reading at his desk, read, road, door. Remains unclear how my brain chose to store this image rather than another, or how it veers toward the surface. Ulysses fights his way back to an Ithaca with four-lane highways, where serfdom has been replaced by alienation, anomie, anxiety. Returns, reverts, replies. A borrowed book, the sword to its scabbard, in recompense, response. Two. The assumption is that the sirens have drowned in the alphabet and been replaced by warnings, war, warp. My father stopped reading to watch a magpie rising black and white against the sky. Memories are many, glitter in the brain, ready to be pilfered. Does this fit my image of the real? Where the norms of social interaction have multiplied and spontaneous acts come back as a mistake or combustion? Natural feeling, temperament, disposition, impulse, energy, all lashed fast to the mast, the rubrics of the dictionary meaning business. Three. Columbus' crew were afraid that they would not come back, unable to close the loop time won't permit, but sometimes a ghost or shifting winds. Or the memory of a big slab of ice that a man with leather mittens split across the middle to reveal the time hidden within where I might not find my body for the cold. And so my mother wraps the slab in a rag before putting it in the icebox. It would not warm me enough to have a self. Same, identical, interest, confidence, esteem, reliance, respect. Skin, so it takes pains to remember caresses, is marked by the roads that pain takes. Four. Color of fables, the Indies, scarves, curves. Every island Columbus found was a wow kept to the map with no elsewhere. High spirits and cloud theory reflect in the sea and stitch coordinates toward a flight of gulls of stairs. America becomes a continent while numbers pass through the air, soar out of bounds, or run from danger, flicker of fear. How can I remember my parents if I need to run my hands over my body to make sure it is there? Or lean forward to brace against our element, deflect its head-on force into a more general time? Where God, for love of us, wears clothes. Five. I can't hear my father's voice, moored as if among Antipodes, articulation hindered by head hanging down and a spill of oceans, spell, sperm, spatter, splash. If the mechanisms of subjectivity are disturbed, it requires total restructuring of the world. As when I first learned that the earth turns on its axis, that spleen, noun, is a highly vascular ductless gland which serves to produce certain changes in the blood. Merriment, obsolete. Caprice, spite, anger, malice, moroseness, melancholy. Most marked in complex civilizations, where the pace of events and cordless voices exceeds all the running one can do just to stay in one place. So silver, on clear days, is the light. 6. In haste, we now blast ourselves beyond the clouds and get lost in skies behind the sky. It's hard to rescue time from such a sight. And so they cast a shadow. Perspective has no power over clouds. Bodies without surface. They vanish the moment before the move into abstraction. The way my mother's large body evaporates before I can ask her to show me the breast I did not take. Columbus, though. Magellan, Vasco, in the name of Christ and King, took firm hold of new markets. A mirror for a parrot, scissors for cinnamon, a playing card for a girl naked to the waist, a kingdom for a horse, and dust in everyone's eye for private purchase and sale. What does it mean to recall the past if I have little sense of the present? 7. Names multiplied in the wake of caravels, clippers, communicating vessels. The spelling capricious, see spleen as the winds. Track itineraries, track vanished and erased, track how many pages between Circe's island and Charybdis. It is not that our sensations need to match images in the brain, but that the brain needs a body for frame of reference. No matter if it be square or can, short, squat, parts fitted together to enclose a window, door, picture, or disposition of the mind. Just as emotion shows if we are ready for the future hovering at the edge of our eye. 8. Great beginnings, too, can end up a small world. Whirl. Old. Set sail on the power of imagination for hearsay geographies and real dangers, with greed as secret motor. It drove them back home to cities crazy for spices and gold. In between, waves and more waves. When I think of my mother, I am heavy in the pelvis with the children she wanted and begin to sing. A complex song of if and so, I never had a voice. To introduce an exclamation, condition, stipulation, untenable argument or wish. On condition, in the event that, allowing that these long-term memories are abstractions, a different mode of thought from the short-term ones, and that their difference shapes my sense of time. A violet's blue as a sign of distance.